This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:50 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Xiaoning and Philip. The Securities Commission released its annual report 2021 yesterday, and it highlighted the resilience of Malaysian capital markets. According to the report, despite the challenging conditions, the domestic capital market grew by 3% to 3.5 trillion ringgit in 2021.
Meanwhile, Datuk Syed Alba, the chairman of the SC, did note that the regulator continues to work closely with Bursa Malaysia and key stakeholders to help business recover and rebuild from the economic impact of COVID-19. All in all, the report was filled with a myriad of details, which included the growth of the asset management industry, the value of private equity details, and even the governance of related party transactions.
So to help us unpack some of the key points in the Securities Commission annual report, we have on the line with us Dr. Liu Chi-Yong, Research Fellow at the Centre for Market Education. He's also an Assistant Professor for Finance at the Faculty of Business and Management of UCSI University, Malaysia. Dr. Liu, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Now, looking through the report, what stands out to you in terms of what the SC has achieved in the past year? What are your highlights from the annual report?
Okay, so thank you very much for your question. So one thing which stands out in the past 1 year is that the Security Commission had actually took a step forward in advancing the board leadership as well as embedding environmental, social and governance or ESG considerations into domestic corporate practices. And the SC basically, with its corporate governance strategic priorities 2021 to 2023, which was launched in November 2021, outlined 11 targeted initiatives such as the introduction of an onboarding program on sustainability for directors, enhancing availability of corporate governance data through the use of digital tools, and deepening the conversation with youth on corporate governance and sustainability through collaboration with universities. So in this regard, the Securities Commission also will be working closely with Capital Markets Malaysia and the Ministry of Finance to enhance capacity building needs of the government-linked corporations to build strong ESG-ready boards. Mm. The Security Commission also undertook a thematic review to assess the current policies and practices adopted by fund management companies in managing ESG risks. And this thematic review was conducted via the issuance of a survey and engagements with selected fund management companies. So I would say overall, the thing that stands out from the report is the ESG initiatives initiated by the Security Commission, which I just mentioned just now. So all these are something which is very important, especially for Malaysia, because ESG is basically is the current trend that is being practiced in the world right now.
Okay, Dr. Liu, aside from ESG, which is great, what I have noticed in the past 12 months is, of course, the rise of scams. Not only scams, but a lot of individuals chasing returns and going into financial products which may be unlicensed. So the report does note that investor protection efforts over the past year has been a focus on combating these unlicensed activities. Do you think the SC goes far enough, wide enough to, you know, to enforce the rules, the regulations, and even then protect potential investors?
I think yes. I think the Security Commission had put in a lot of effort to actually increase the enforcement and protect potential investors from scams. And the Security Commission should continue to put in more effort for this year and for future years as scammers are getting more and more sophisticated over time. So that's my view.
But there are question marks, right, in terms of the timeline it takes for the SC to act and to enforce. Do you think that period could be shortened?
Yes, I think it can be shortened. If, let's say, if the Security Commission can take shorter time to resolve all these problems, okay, so it does actually help contribute to reduce the number of scams that occur. And if the Security Commission act fast together with the law enforcement authorities, such as the police, to arrest those scammers swiftly and efficiently, I think, you know, the number of scams can also be reduced drastically. So that is my view.
So I guess there is a question of whether the SC is actually allocating enough resources in order to respond in a more timely manner. That's something perhaps to look at it moving forward. Now, the SC is the regulator for capital markets, but at the same time, it also has the primary role of facilitating the orderly development of an innovative and competitive capital market. So how does it compare to other regulators in the region from your observations?
I think this is a good question. So in my view, I think the Security Commission of Malaysia is moving in a direction which makes it as competitive as its peers in the region. For example, in 2017, the Monetary Authority of Singapore and the Securities Commission of Malaysia signed a cooperation agreement to foster closer cooperation on fintech and innovation in financial services between Singapore and Malaysia. So the Monetary Authority of Singapore and the Security Commission of Malaysia share similar objectives of developing robust fintech ecosystems that support the needs of the financial industry and promote innovation in their respective markets. So basically, this agreement shows that the Security Commission of Malaysia does possess the initiative to make itself as competitive as its peers in the region, particularly Singapore.
Okay, in relation to this, of course, has been SPACs, right? Because there's a lot of activity both in Hong Kong and Singapore to attract SPAC money. And we've also seen enhanced guidelines in Malaysia. Do you think it truly then promotes more listing of SPACs in our capital markets?
Okay, this is another good question. Basically, what I have actually looked into, what SC have done for the past year, is that they have actually implemented a revised equity guidelines for the Enhanced Special Purpose Acquisition Company, or SPAC, framework from January 1st, 2002 onwards. Okay, and from this date, it is expected to make the asset class a more attractive option for promoters and potential investors. So basically, they revised the equity guidelines, okay, and it's effective from January 1st this year onwards. So these revisions announced by the Securities Commission of Malaysia last December provide more management flexibility to SPACs, allowing professionals with extensive experience in private equity and venture capital with asset sourcing and deal-making experience to steer SPACs. In general, the revision means more flexibility and less red tape for SPACs to raise financing to acquire firms in the Malaysian capital market. And these revisions also provide more governance flexibility, with the threshold for shareholders' approval of the qualifying acquisition now reduced from a special resolution of at least 75% majority to a simple majority approval by all shareholders present and voting. So this initial acquisition of business by a SPAC, which has an aggregate fair market value, will be equal to at least 80% of the aggregate amount in the trust account. And this will be in line with the business strategy disclosed in the listing prospectus issued in relation to the SPAC's IPO. So basically, the revision equity guidelines implemented by the SC will allow prospective SPACs to find it easier to raise financing from investors, as well as acquire firms in the Malaysian capital market. And don't forget that investors will also benefit the most from this revision, because SPACs are generally formed by investors with expertise in a particular industry or business sector to pursue merger and acquisition deals in a particular area.
Okay, and very quickly, 30 seconds, how do you think the SC has been how has it fared in terms of encouraging digital innovation in the capital market? I mean, is the registering of these two initial exchange offering operators an indication of what they intend to do?
I think the SC is moving in the right direction, because the future of finance is about digital assets, such as cryptocurrency, etc., and also decentralized finance, or you call it DeFi. And it is difficult to provide an evaluation score for the SC right now, because they are still in the beginning stage. But I think they are moving in the right direction.
Dr. Liu, thanks very much for speaking with us. That was Dr. Liu Chi-Yong, Research Fellow at the Centre for Market Education, giving us the highlights of the Securities Commission Annual Report 2021. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.